The author Jared Diamond won a Pulitzer Prize for Guns, Germs, and Steel. It was an exploration of how modern societies evolved. Now, Jared Diamond is focusing on societies that never made it. He says there may be warnings for us in a chronicle of failure that he calls collapse. There were people living on Easter Island in the Pacific until they cut down the last of their trees. The people soon left or died out, leaving behind only their famous statues. In Mexico and Central America, Diamond says the archaeological evidence suggests that environmental problems may also have ruined the ancient Maya civilization.
The Maya had the most extensive writing in the New World. They had detailed knowledge of astronomy, great cities, wonderful monuments and art, and there were lots of them. There may have been as many as 50 million Maya, but by the time Cortes, the Spanish conquistador, marched through the Yucatan Peninsula, he passed within a few miles of these abandoned cities covered by jungle without even knowing that there were cities there because there were no people. And in the Maya crash, which happened between about 800 and 910 AD, maybe as many as 90% of the Maya died or scattered, and all of the kings were overthrown and the cities were abandoned.
And what you investigated was, how did they disappear?
They disappeared partly through inadvertent environmental damage of their own making, particularly chopping down forests on which they depended for plaster and fuel. And then as there were more and more people fighting over less and less land, naturally the fighting got more intense. And finally, this combination of overpopulation for too few resources came at a time of a severe drought. And so within a century or so, Maya society collapsed, and the Maya heartland had been virtually emptied of people.
Could they have avoided extinction, or was it inevitable that a civilization would rise and it would fall again?
They could have avoided extinction by doing some of the obvious things: limiting their population growth, not cutting down all their trees, getting into a political union rather than fighting each other regularly.
It seems obvious to us now, but would it have been obvious to them then?
It would have been obvious to them that the hillsides were getting deforested and that their buildings at the bottom of the hills were getting covered up with 9 feet of sediment. My UCLA students really bore it home with that question: why on earth didn't these past societies see what they were doing? But then I reflect, if there are still people around 70 years from now, they'll look back at the United States in 2005 and they too will say, weren't they thinking about their water problems and global warming and toxic waste? How could they have been so blind?
Well, maybe they were. Maybe they were debating them the same way that we debate these issues today.
That's one of the messages of my book. Why do societies make mistakes and do things that end up destroying themselves? And part of the reason is conflicts of interest, namely that some segments of the society are doing things that bring them benefits or money, but that are bad for society as a whole.
You raise the issue here of what you might call self-interest or greed, but I suppose in some of the examples you give, it seems to be more about people who have a certain way of life that they would like to preserve.
There one gets to the tragedies of some of these collapses. People have a certain way of life. They have values, and yet those values may become non-adaptive under new circumstances.
How did the values of Europeans serve them or hinder them about 1,000 years ago when they moved into the icy regions of Greenland?
Norwegians, Vikings, colonized Greenland around AD 1000, and they developed an economy based on milking cows and sheep and goats. It was difficult because they were on the Arctic Circle, but nevertheless they managed to develop a functioning society, and they held together by maintaining their identity as European Christians, and they built parish churches and they built a great cathedral, and so their society was able to hold together under the stress of this really difficult climate. But those Christian values eventually did them in, because Greenland was then partly occupied by another people, the Inuit or Eskimos, and the Inuit were much better hunters than the Norse. They had kayaks and harpoons, and as the climate got colder, the Norse were under stress. They would have gotten through, as the Inuit got through, if they had learned hunting techniques. But because they were European Christians, there was no way that they were going to have anything to do with these wretched pagan hunters. And so they starved to death amidst abundant fish and seals.
I want to be careful about the terms you're defining here. You're not saying the fact that they were Christians necessarily is what caused them to die out. It's the fact that there's an entire way of life that they had had in Norway and they didn't want to change any of it.
Of course, there's nothing wrong with being Christian. The difficulties with religion are if religion causes you to reject things that could save your life and to do things that are now inappropriate.
What goes through your mind when you've traveled to some of these locations, whether it's Greenland or Easter Island or the Mayan ruins, and walked in these desolate places where you see clues that civilizations once stood?
Could it happen to us? Why didn't they see it coming? And then I have twin sons who are 17 years old, and I ask myself, 50 years from now, are my kids going to end up in a world like the abandoned Maya cities?
For the most part, you seem here to focus on societies that seem to be in rather marginal places. Greenland is on the Arctic Circle. Small mistakes can cost you your life. Do those lessons really apply to those of us in a globalized economy where we're dealing with much larger societies in much more stable places, or so they seem to us?
Well, among those past societies, the Maya were the most advanced society in the New World, and they were in a lush, relatively forgiving environment. And in fact, the things that did in the Easter Islanders and the Maya, they were the same sorts of problems that we have today. Problems of water management, soil erosion, deforestation, population growth. Plus today we have new problems, global climate change and toxic chemicals. And also today we have 6.5 billion people around the world, of whom a few billion are starving. And we don't have just stone tools as did the Maya. We have steel tools and nuclear power. So things that happened in the past are happening much faster today, and additional things are happening.
Jared Diamond is the author of Collapse: How Societies Choose to Fail or Succeed.